You know, there are so many ways to create form or to allow form to emerge. And I think that a lot of times I don't realize that most of the stuff that I do is, it's part of the process. I rarely have a plan, except maybe a general outline. But since I don't really buy materials for any particular reason, and I work mostly with what I have collected over the years at this point, then, the only real point of consciousness is the starting point. And then I just, continue. And as I go, the form emerges. I think it's interesting, even on this piece, that, obviously I could only use the scraps that were in the basket. And the starting point was the dyed circle in the middle. And even though I dyed that, or indigo dipped it, I didn't dip it for a reason. I just dipped it because I could. It wasn't for any particular project. And now as I stitch around, especially on the sun rays here, I'm using threads from the thread nest. And I thought to myself, gee, I want to use red. But then, I didn't have enough red, or I couldn't find another piece of red. So I switched into orange, and then I stitch also until the thread runs out. So instead of maybe the orange or the red being isolated into an area, one particular area, if I run out in the middle of the area, then I switch to a new thread, and if I can't find the same color, I find something close. I guess what I'm trying to say is, a lot of times, though, that part of the process kind of helps me see that that what I expected to be happening doesn't necessarily have to happen in order for me to feel like something good is happening. And then I stand back and look and think, well, I wouldn't have thought of that. It's actually just how it happened. But it's nice.